Talk Back Jackson Sports on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Daly, and this is Mark and Drew versus the 8 Ball. So we bring back Drew. Hey, Drew!
Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Well, you and I are losing to the 8 Ball.
That's not a pretty thing.
it's just
I'm getting
one.
A lot of heat. I'm getting a lot of heat over this.
You had a hell of a comeback last week, though. We are now tied at 16. The 8 Ball is at 17 picks correct right now. So it's early, but it's close.
It was a big week last week. I needed it.
You did need it. You did. But
yeah.
So anyway, you ready to jump in this?
Hey, man, if you're ready to go, let's do it.
Let's roll. All right. Coming up tonight, Illinois at Maryland. Maryland is favored by 7.5. Go ahead. You can go first.
All right. Well, first off, did a little research. Illinois is 1-5 against the spread in the last 6 games. But they don't have an answer for Tua Tagovailoa's younger brother, Talia. 2 weeks in a row, 3 touchdowns, over 300 yards. Going with the Fighting Turtles. Going with the Terps.
You're going with Maryland.
Oh, yeah. All day long.
I have no faith in Illinois, just from what I've seen for the last 3 weeks. I've got 0.0 faith in Illinois. Maryland's not my favorite team either. You know why. We talked about that. So I'm going with Illinois.
I did not expect you to say that.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. I said I'm going with Maryland. I don't know why I said that. I'm going with Maryland.
I said the whole time you were kind of leaning toward him, then you switched on me.
That was an oopsie. All right. Let's see what the 8 Ball has to say. Will Maryland win with the spread? 8 Ball's thinking. It says yes. So 8 Ball's going with Maryland, too. It didn't even give us any fancy, whimsical stuff. It just said yes.
Getting right back to her. I like it.
All right. So, Cincinnati at Indiana. Indiana started off the season. They started off the season ranked. There was high expectations with Indiana. They apparently hit a couple walls. Cincinnati, 8th ranked Cincinnati, is favored by 3.5. I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
I am too. There's no doubt about it. They got to travel in Bloomington, but Pennings Jr., still, I think he's a little overhyped. I really expect him to come out this year and get down, and he's been weak. He's been, I don't like their chance at all. Besides that, Cincinnati is 12-1 straight up in their last 13. They only lost one of their last 13. Give me the Bearcats.
I'm surprised the spread is only 3.5 there. I thought it'd be
more. Me too.
All right, let's ask the 8 Ball. 8 Ball, will Cincinnati win with the spread? Concentrate and ask again. All right, we'll circle back. Michigan State at number 24, Miami. What say you, Drew?
The Hurricanes.
You're going
football. I love it. State heading down south to play the mighty U. State's not big team. They're getting a lot better this year. Mm-hmm. Miami barely scraped by App State last week. A Michigan fan's worst nightmare, good old App State.
Come on.
Hey, man, I'm with you. So Spartans heading down there. They're coming back north with a win.
All right, you're going with MSU?
Going with the Spartans. They've been impressive so far this year.
All right, well, the way you started, I thought you were leaning towards the U at first. But all right.
I got to throw a curveball your way once in a while.
I'll swing and a miss. So when we did picks at the start of the season, you remember this? We were sitting around your campfire. I picked the U to have a win over MSU on this one, but after seeing where MSU is this early in the season, impressed again. Miami squeaking by App State. I'm gonna go with MSU on the win on this one.
You have to.
All right, let's see what the Magic 8 Ball is saying. Oh, it froze on me. Here we go. See, Miami is favored by 6.5, so we're going to ask this way. Will Miami win with the spread? 8 Ball's thinking. Don't count on it. The 8 Ball's got some skills, man. It's
I tell you what, it's not making it easy on us at all.
Not at all.
I know it.
This is kind of a stinker of a game. We've got Minnesota at Colorado. It's kind of like one of those bottom-of-the-barrel type games, and Colorado is favored by 2. Minnesota traveling all the way over to Colorado. I just don't really have a good beat on this one. I just don't feel comfortable with the Golden Gophers right now. not confident in really anything they're going to be putting on the field. I'm going to go with Colorado.
I think I kind of told you, Mark, last weekend there, I learned two things after watching football there Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
One, Ohio State is definitely beatable, and two, Minnesota's garbage. I'm sorry, but I am so surprised that Flex team hasn't bounced back a little bit better than they did this year. I really thought they were going to be improved, and they're garbage. They really are. I don't think there's a chance. I think Colorado definitely wins this one, but we'll see.
All right. So you're putting down Colorado Magic 8 Ball.
Oh, yeah, Buffaloes, mighty Buffaloes.
Will Colorado win with the spread? So far, there's one we have to circle back on. It says, it is decidedly so.
Mm.
We are all the same, picking the same across the board right now.
Boy.
And this one's a no-brainer. Nebraska at number 3, Oklahoma. Oklahoma favored by 22.5. I don't really think we need to dive too much into this one. Oklahoma.
Boomer Sooners all the way, no doubt about it.
All right. Magic 8 Ball, will Oklahoma win with the spread? Very doubtful. Very doubtful.
I was looking up the money lines last night, too, though, and a lot of them were actually pushing toward Nebraska, believe it, just because of the amount of points that Oklahoma was getting. So it'll be interesting to see. We'll see.
It's 22.5. It's really not that big of a spread for a team like Nebraska.
I know it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Up next, Northern Illinois at number 25, Michigan. Drew.
Mm.
So week number one, you picked Western, not really to win, but to beat the spread. And
correct.
Michigan, so you kind of picked against Michigan.
Kinda. I didn't all out pick against them like you did last week, though. That's the difference.
Technicalities. It was still against Michigan, right? So week one, you picked against Michigan. Week two, I picked against Michigan. Michigan so far is, they've got two wins on the season. So if you're like me and you're like a fan that kind of believes in what you do, helps the team sometimes, I think at least one of us has to pick against Michigan each week in order for them to keep winning.
That's probably not a bad idea.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see how this shapes out. Northern Illinois at number 25, Michigan. Michigan is they're picked to win with a 27-point spread.
Yep. So basically it's going to take four touchdowns to win it.
Four touchdowns to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you waiting for me to go first?
No, I'll go first. No problem, yeah. Okay. Like I said, first week, picked Michigan, didn't think they'd cover, and obviously they looked good. Last week, I had a lot of confidence in them. This week, I still think I've got a lot of confidence in them. I don't see them covering the 28, though.
So you're going with Northern Illinois.
I am going with Northern Illinois. Tough one to swallow, and actually I spoke about that with my father this morning, and it's just I got to see a little bit more out of Michigan. Not that I think they're a bad team. I think they've got to throw the ball to prove what kind of team they can be.
Okay.
But, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we saw for the last couple games is just traditional type Michigan football. They're going to run the football until you make them do otherwise. And the teams that they faced haven't been able to make them do otherwise. They're going to ground and pound. That's traditional Michigan football. That's what we love to see. That's kind of traditional Big Ten football, too. But, 27 points is certainly a spread. It's a big one. It's going to be tough for them to cover. But I'm going to go with Michigan. I'm going to go with them having the spread, just so you and I can be different on this one, and Michigan can keep winning overall. So I'm going with U of M.
All right. Go Blue.
All right. Magic 8 Ball. Will Michigan win with the spread? Come on. Outlook good. So he picked U of M also.
Hey, that's one that won't hurt my feelings if I lose.
I know, right? It's because
that's
still
a win-win for me.
It's still going to be a win. All right. Bottom line, for me, it doesn't matter as long as Michigan keeps winning and rolls, right? Okay.
Yep.
Purdue, 2:30 game on Saturday. Purdue at number 12, Notre Dame. Notre Dame favored by 7.5. I think this is really another pretty easy one, too. I'm going to go with Notre Dame.
Down the South End, touchdown Jesus watching over him. It's hard to go against him, right?
Yeah. So you're going to go with Notre Dame, too?
I didn't say that yet. I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, this one I had to toss out because Notre Dame barely beat Toledo last week. And I'm sorry, but if you can't beat up on Toledo, I mean, you should be able to beat Purdue, but will you? I'll go with the Irish.
You're going to go with, see.
Yeah, I actually didn't even put one at the bottom of my notes there. I kind of left that one open. It was going to be a kind of decision made on the fly. So
game time decision.
I'll go with the Irish just because it's there.
It's a game time decision. That's what we call it.
It is.
Yeah.
It's in South Bend. If it wasn't, I would say I'd probably go with Purdue. But being in South Bend, we'll take the Irish.
It's touchdown Jesus. All right. Magic 8-Ball. Will Notre Dame win with the spread? Okay, Magic 8-Ball says it is certain. So across the board, really the only one we're different on is the Michigan game so far.
Oh, boy.
We're the same across
the board.
Except
the next game.
Delaware Rutgers. I hate Rutgers.
You can't take the Scarlet Knights, and you know it.
I can't. I hate Rutgers. Delaware at Rutgers. The spread is 23.5. Boy, I really hate Rutgers. But they have... the football gods haven't caught up with them yet to say, you suck, you're not a good football team, we're putting you back where you're supposed to be. They just haven't caught up with them yet because Rutgers keeps, I just keep losing on that Rutgers pick.
Stay with it.
I'm going to go with Rutgers
ride
this time. I'm riding with Rutgers.
I'm going with Rutgers just for the simple fact how much you hate them. I'm sure that would be at least enough to give me at least one extra pick. So, yep, I was literally going with Scarlet Knights just because you don't like them.
I hate the Scarlet Knights. All right, but I picked them for this one. They've got 23.5 favorite over Delaware. Magic 8-Ball, will Rutgers win with the spread? And outlook good. Well, there's some validity to this Magic 8-Ball thing. I was looking for an easy win when I started this, but this is making it tough. All right, Kent State.
Yeah, there,
here's an easy one. Kent State at number 5, Iowa. Spreads 23 points.
I'm going with the Hawkeyes.
Again, pretty easy.
It's a lot of points, but Kent State, not much there. Beat up on the VMI Cadets last week. I think
Never
the Hawkeyes
heard
got
of
this
them.
One.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, so Iowa ranked 5th, 23
big
points.
Big win last week, too, against Iowa State. Yeah, they're going to take it.
I feel like the spread's actually a little generous. I think Ohio State's just going to run all over them. Or, I'm sorry, Iowa is going to run all over them.
Iowa.
Magic 8-Ball, will Iowa win with the spread? Right.
Come on, it's got to say no once in a while.
Cannot predict right now. So we're going to have to circle back. All right, now we can get to Ohio State.
Ooh,
Tulsa at
Ohio
number
State.
Tulsa at number 9, Ohio State. Still hate Ohio State more than I hate Rutgers.
Unless you're from Ohio.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. So my niece, she actually lives down by Columbus. Wears her Michigan stuff out every chance she gets.
Oh, good for her.
I know. She's awesome. All right.
Yeah, good for her.
So I'm going to go with Ohio State, even though I don't want to, but there's nothing can happen in this world that would prevent Ohio State from beating Tulsa. Even though they've shown that they are beatable this year in the Big Ten, they're a little weak on defense, their offense is still rolling, and I just think it's going to be too much for Tulsa to handle.
No question. 100%. I mean, it's like you said, Ohio State's just too good. Tulsa doesn't have many weapons. Ohio State, definitely, like I said earlier, vulnerable. They'll get beat this year, hopefully by some guys in blue. But they'll cover. Ryan Day, he'll get them rolling. They'll win.
All right. So, Magic 8-Ball, will OSU win with the 25-point spread?
No.
Very doubtful.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. It'll
probably finally, now that it went the opposite, it'll probably be right.
We are never going to hear the end of it if at the end of the season we get beat by the Magic 8-Ball. Never.
No.
All right.
No.
Now on to the 4 o'clock games. Northwestern at Duke. Northwestern favored by 3. You know, Duke's a basketball school. They've shown.
I know
some,
you like those basketball. I know you like the basketball schools playing football.
They've shown some skill within, you know, a little bit here and there, some flashes of brightness on the football field here and there. But I just can't see Duke beating a Big Ten school. So I'm going to go with Northwestern. The spread's only 3. So I'm just going with Northwestern.
Well, I don't blame you. Northwestern is 8-3-1 against spread in their last 12 games, but I think the Wildcats are back to the cellar of the Big Ten. Duke isn't just basketball anymore. Give me the Blue Devils.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I don't have a lot of confidence in them, but I have no confidence in Northwestern after what Sparty's did to them at home.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, this could be one of those trap games, too. Yeah. We'll see. Mm-hmm. All right. Magic 8-Ball. Will Northwestern win with the spread? Magic 8-Ball says, my sources say no. All right, so you and the Magic Gate. Now it's getting interesting. You guys picking Duke. I can't remember the last time I actually watched Duke win a football game. Have they won yet
Good
this
point.
Year?
I've watched clips, highlights. That's about it.
All right. Number 22, Auburn. The game of the week. Number 22, Auburn at number 10, Penn State. Broadcast. That's the ABC broadcast, I think, Saturday night. That's another big one. Penn State finds themselves in some primetime action. They're favored by 6. You know, whenever you put up a Big Ten school against an SEC school.
I love it.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to work out well for the Big Ten.
It doesn't normally. So, I know, and it sure is fun, but it doesn't normally work out great for the Big Ten.
You know, I think Penn State might have used up a little too much of their mojo so far this season. So I'm going to go with Auburn.
Going with Auburn?
I'm going with Auburn.
I'm going back and forth. It's going to be a whiteout at University Park. SEC, Big Ten. It's going to be fun. At the... you know that so far Auburn, their first 2 games outscored their opponents 122-10. So they've been scoring a lot of points this year. But once you go into Penn State, good luck in Beaver Stadium. Give me the Nittany Lions.
Going with Penn State. All right. Man, we got a couple we got to circle back on too with Magic 8-Ball. But let's see what they say on this one. Will Penn State win with the spread? Magic 8-Ball says, reply Hazy, try again. Son of a gun. All right, let's go back to Cincinnati and Indiana. Will Cincinnati win with the spread? Most likely. So we're across the board on Cincinnati.
Yep.
Where was the other one we missed? It was Kent State at number 5, Iowa. I can't believe it took a hard time thinking on that one. Will Iowa win with the spread? It is certain.
Dude, we should have thought about it a little more.
Oh, no. Kent State, Iowa, 23 points. And lastly, so 8-Ball went with Iowa. Auburn at number 10, Penn State. Will Penn State win with the spread? It's only 6 points. Very doubtful. So Magic 8-Ball's going with Auburn also.
Yeah, it's only 6 points, but on the road, I mean, it's Michigan and a lot of the better teams have gone into University Park and come out losers. So we'll see what happens. It's a tough place, especially at night, those whiteouts. That's a tough place to play.
Well, you know, we're expecting a close game. Maybe they'll pull out the win, but it won't be by 6 points.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, there we go. That's Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball for week number 3. Again, we're sitting at 16-16-17 right now. It sounds like we're going to have a little bit of separation between us next week. So we'll see where we end up. All right, Drew. As always, man, we appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for joining us, and we'll get at it again next week, all right?
Hey, buddy, I appreciate it, man. You guys have a great day and a great weekend. Go Blue.
Go Blue. Thanks, Drew. It's Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.